Would everyone in the Senate, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
The quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 36th day, Monday, March 22nd. 2021. The Senate met pursuant
Senator
to
from
adjournment.
Newton. If we could have a little order in the chamber so we can hear the Senator from Newton's motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion from the Senator of Newton, Missouri? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Newton renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning to you. I've got a few special guests to introduce this morning. We've got some friends in town from the southern part of the state, actually not constituents of mine, but I think two of them are actually on the dais with you. On your left, Mr. President, is King George Kimmons. And on your right, George, if you want to stand up, and on your right is Lucas Alexander. These guys, if anyone's concerned about the future of not only this state or this country, I think you need only to look at the next generation and know that we're in pretty good hands. Those guys are Farm Bureau families, and they're up here advocating for a few pieces of legislation, and so they may be popping in and out of your offices. King George's mother is here, Amanda Kimmons, and Emma Alexander is here, who is Lucas's mom. These guys are veterans of Capitol visits. I would ask that the body make them feel very welcome today, Mr. President.
Let's make all these guests of the Senator from Greene County feel welcome in the Senate chambers. Senator from Greene, may the chair inquire of you.
Please state your inquiry.
Have you seen the cardboard box that Lucas is hauling around with him.
I've seen a cardboard box.
Well, for the benefit of the body, Lucas is in a 4-H project raising money for his for food pantry. He's doing quite well so far, he tells me. You're not allowed to speak, Lucas. Just shake your head. Very good. And politicians can put money in that box.
I have heard that,
and,
Mr. President.
So in case somebody wants to know, it is a nonpartisan box.
That's right.
And it will accept cash or checks from anybody who wants to help the food pantry in Fort Lynn, Missouri.
That's right. And to show you where Lucas is in this project, he told me that originally his goal was $6,000. And he's done a couple of drives already, and he's halfway there. And then he told me he wants to raise another $6,000. As any good fundraiser would say, once you have your goal and you're almost there, you go ahead and double it. So, Lucas, hats off to you. I'm sure the man on the microphone in front of you is more than happy to make a little contribution.
The man on the microphone already has, and he is going to challenge you to do the same.
I will be happy to do it.
Grandfather earlier, these young men have a bright future.
They do. Thank you, Mr. President. The order of business is
introduction of guests. The senator from Ozark.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and my left, I have three very special guests with me today. I have Stan Cote, I have Archie Daly, and Chris Daly, and they are here visiting with us, representing Missouri Farm Bureau. And I just asked for the House to make them, for the chamber to make them feel welcome.
If the guests from the center of Ozarks could stand, and the Missouri Senate make them feel welcome today. Introduction of guests, the junior senator from Jefferson County.
Present.
Oh, thank you, Senator. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some good friends of mine here visiting in the chamber today. They are Kevin and Jamie Johansson from Lebanon, and I would like the chamber to please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the Johanssons to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.